Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. Your report brought to you by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. And yes, they do have hours here this morning, 8 till noon, just south of I-94. Take that Avon exit. Check out some of their trailers on their lot. They can help you out, too, when it comes to parts and service, all at Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. And on Friday, I spoke to Joel Bauer once again about their inventory in this time of year. And I mentioned that Joel, too, seeing some pretty creative haulers on the road where they have snowmobiles or four-wheelers, you know, in their truck box or, you know, something they kind of manufactured. And you say, boy, there's got to be an easier way. And Joel mentioned about some of the highlights when it comes to their utility line of trailers.
I talked to a number of guys this week coming in looking for the side-by-side haulers. We've had a couple of our Flow 14-foot aluminum utility trailers went down the road this week for that exact reason. One guy's got a side-by-side and got a little pullover fish house, portable fish house with sled. He's going to pull that up on the front of the trailer sideways and pull it side-by-side right on the back, and it's going to work out well for him. So, you know, there's just not no right way to load a four-wheeler or any of that stuff up in the back of the truck up that high. It's just not a good experience. You can go on YouTube and Google some of those videos of horror stories of guys trying to do that, and that'll get you to buy a trailer right now.
Joel Bauer at Mid-Soda Manufacturing. They look forward to seeing you at Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. And we mentioned, too, we kind of alluded to the changing of the seasons as we head into spring. You really get that feeling. And with spring is bringing some drought situations here in the United States. We had a very mild winter for the most part with a lack of snowfall and precipitation. Well, these recent run of warm days is kind of catching people, catching their attention, obviously, when they think about moisture. Ryan Martin is an ag and meteorologist from Lafayette, Indiana. He says it's not unheard of to see a March warm-up like this. It's not really that unique when you take a look at the big picture.
Oh, no, it's not completely unusual. We've seen temperatures spike well before they should in the past. I guess whether or not this is set apart as not normal will be what happens in the next 2 weeks. Because, you know, if we turn around and we drop these temperatures again, like I feel we will over a large part of the country, then it's just, now, if we were to stay at this level all the way through, that would be incredibly abnormal and would probably raise some red flags after we got all giddy about being able to plant early. But I don't think we're looking at that kind of scenario. I do think that we're looking at a return of cooler air at some point between now and the first week or two of April.
Martin also talks about how cold it might get when the warm temperatures finally decide to fall off in this stretch, he says.
The upper Midwest, Great Lakes, yeah, we could be looking at a significant drop to below normal temperatures. Now, will it rival what we saw in February? No. Why? Well, normals are rising right now. As a matter of fact, as we go through the month of March and the month of April, we usually see a very significant uptick in what our normal temperatures are. So we're not revisiting those frigid temperatures of February, but we can go down significantly below normal, 10, 15 degrees or so, I think, in that upper Midwest, Great Lakes region, maybe even the Northern Plains for a bit, and then we bounce back.
Ryan Martin, ag and meteorologist out of Indiana. Now he says when you focus on the southern United States, he said that story is a little different.
That's a little bit different. It's warmer than normal there, and it looks to me like overall it's going to continue to stay warmer than normal as we move through the upcoming 2-3-4 week period. So central southern plains, particularly southern plains, lower delta areas, we're starting to see some planter movement, some guys interested in doing more field work there. And I think the forecast overall on the temperature side will be conducive. Question is, do we see moisture stymie those efforts or not? I do think we see a pretty active precipitation pattern across the Missouri Valley and into the mid and lower Mississippi Valley.
Now, when Ryan talks about drought or you hear that conversation, he says it does hold some water, if that's the pun of all puns. But he says to have a concern about drought, he says it's a very legitimate in rural America across the United States.
Farmers, yeah, they're concerned. They've been talking about it since the end of last year. In terms of meteorologically, I am not concerned. As I have run my seasonal forecasts here, I think a large part of the Corn Belt will probably be turning out just fine with precipitation later spring and into early summer. Where I do have concerns about a little bit of a longer-term drought or a droughty scenario unfolding is going to be plains, and particularly southern and southwest plains as we move through the later part of spring and into summer.
Some interesting aspects on weather. Ryan Martin, he is an ag and meteorologist out of Lafayette, Indiana, joining us this morning here on your Central Minnesota Farm Report. Once again, brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Also, some big news this week as former House A Committee Chairman Colin Peterson. He is partnering with Combest Sell and Associates. Now, Peterson will not lobby here in the near term, but will serve in an advisory role and consulting role on policy issues. Peterson describes this alliance as a good fit for him in his near future.
It gives me the opportunity to get started, you know, back into a formal role, if you will, in this whole policy making by utilizing the infrastructure that is there in Combest Sell. So they've got their whole operation set up, and they got a pulse on everything, and I can take advantage of that. I don't have to recreate that whole situation. You know, if I was going to start out on my own, I'd have to go and recreate kind of everything that Combest Sell already has in place.
Now, Combest Sell and Associates concentrates on agricultural, food policy, and rural issues. Clients represent a broad spectrum, including the sugar, cotton, corn, sorghum, rice, crop insurance, dairy, and other industries. Combest Sell and Associates co-founder and manager Tim Sell, he says there are grassroots groups from all across the nation, he says.
All who love to kind of stand united for good agricultural policy generally. It's why they were so attracted to, bringing someone of Colin's reputation and stature, back into the debate. Just like Colin said, it's a great opportunity here to keep, you know, what is just one of the deepest, you know, wisest, has seen all the issues over the last many years and had an incredible seat at the table. That's a lot of wisdom and a lot of experience that they were eager to bring to the table in this relationship with Colin. So we're really excited about it.
Now, Peterson said the current partisanship he sees in Congress, well, it's not good. But he says he feels it is an area where he feels over time he can help in that partisanship effort to make it not so partisan in D.C. because he has such, as many know, vast experience in making agriculture not a partisan issue at all.
You know, what we put together, parts of the bill like we put together regarding animal agriculture that got hurt by the pandemic and depopulation, all that, stayed in the bill, but and the nutrition stayed in the bill, but there's some other things that changed, and it turned into a partisan situation. So what I think I can do is I have as good a relations on the Republican side of the aisle as I do the Democratic side. You know, I'm a good relationship with the Speaker and Rosa DeLauro, the chairman of the Appropriation Committee, and so forth. And so I can help in that regard.
So Colin Peterson in a new role as he works with a new group in lobbying for agriculture, Combest Sell and Associates, as he announced that earlier this week. So pretty interesting as he defines his new role after being in Washington, D.C. for many, many years advocating for agriculture. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report this morning brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. See Joel and the whole crew over there at Midsoda Manufacturing. Trailers, when it comes to trailers, skid steer attachments, sales and service, they can do it all. Right off I-94 in Avon. For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill. Have a great weekend.